Chapter 2.
Becky? Reb? Becca?
Let's sit in the middle,
suggests Caroline.
No, let's sit in the front car near the engine,
I say. But a family with a crying baby got there first.
Too loud, I decide. Let's sit in the last car and be the caboose.
There's nobody in the last car. This feels too quiet for an adventure.
Okay, Rebecca, I'm taking you off seat choosing, says Mom. The next three free seats are ours.
We find them smack in the middle of the train. Caroline smirks.
You should listen to your big sis.
The middle of the middle was my next suggestion, I tell her. The train moves slowly out of the tunnel, traveling uptown. Soon, tall buildings turn into short buildings, and then short buildings turn into fields. Once we're settled, I switch places with Mom. I like to stare out the window, watching the world go by.
My whole life, I've been a city kid, says Caroline. Starting today, I'm a country bumpkin.
I'll never be a bumpkin. Besides, I like changes, I say. In fact, from now on, please call me by my new cool country nickname. It's on my list. This is not totally true, since I just thought up my nickname a second ago.
What is it?
Caroline looks at me like she's trying to guess it from my face.
Becky, Reb, Becca.
Beckett! I shout. Mom sits back, crosses her arms, and says,
Oh. Beckett, that sounds like a boy,
says Caroline. Rebecca doesn't fit me, I say. I'd started thinking about this last year when I saw my name on my goodie bag after my friend Sophia's ice dancing birthday party. The Rebecca was silver and curly. The last A swirled into a very long ribbon across the bag, like A was a sound that could go on forever. That was when I started wanting to give my name a haircut. I'm not a curls and ribbons kid. Caroline's face is making my new trim name shrivel inside me. Mom has been quiet too long. Nobody likes it. Why not? Caroline offers me a fruit berry Swizzler. I shake my head no. She chews on hers for a while. Then she points her Swizzler at me like it's a magic wand.
You know what? Beckett is more you. Sometimes when a person has a new idea, it takes the rest of us a while to catch on.
That's true, Caroline, says Mom. Let's give Beckett a try.
I feel my new name blooming inside me again. Mom goes back to her book. Caroline plays on her phone. Out the window is a blur of moving trees. How about some family talk time? I say. Mom, that looks like a good book about... I stretch my neck to read the title. Healthy Lives for Healthy Livestock.
Not now, says Caroline, without lifting her eyes.
Mom is too deep in her book to answer. She is always a mom, but now she is thinking like a vet, so I know better than to keep trying for her attention. I miss Annabelle Fair already, I say to Caroline. Don't you? The Fairs were not only our upstairs neighbors, they were also our family's oldest friends, especially Caroline and Annabelle, who are 39 days apart. Caroline looks up from her phone.
I asked you not to say her name out loud. It makes me miss her too much.
What if I call her Amamo?
Stop it.
After another minute, I say, I can't help thinking about the good times we've had with all the Fairs, like playing hot potato and how you and Amomo were both jetpack pandas in the Halloween play. I sigh. It's not my fault I'm thinking about a girl whose name rhymes with Hannibal Hare. Now Caroline looks straight up mad.
And now I'm thinking about a kid.